This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Foot Care Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with, once again, Dr. Jordana Spiro, a well-known Boston podiatrist and board-certified foot surgeon, as well as the founder of Boston Common Podiatry. Her practice is dedicated to treating a wide range of podiatrics disorders, from diabetic foot care and toenail fungus to plantar fasciitis. Dr. Spiro specializes in the treatment of foot conditions, including pain, fractures, and sports-related injuries, complicated foot conditions caused by diabetes, arthritis, and cardiovascular disease, pediatric podiatry, and molded orthotics. Today, we're talking with Dr. Jordana Spiro about foot fillers, which is essentially cosmetic treatment for the feet. Dr. Spiro has brought this innovative technique that is sweeping the nation to the Boston area. Dr. Jordana, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. So tell us, what is foot filler?
Well, the foot fillers are the same fillers that are being used in the face. They're used in the face cosmetic appearance. In the feet, we use them to create padding on the bottom of the foot internally, rather than having to stick a pad on the foot to off-weight any painful areas. So what we're using at Boston Common Podiatry is Sculptra, which is a very popular filler, because rather than injecting a jelly-like substance into the dermal level of the skin, you inject a suspension in sterile water that promotes new collagen production in the body to create natural padding.
Who would you say would benefit the most from the application of foot fillers?
The most popular application is for women who want to wear high heels and their fat pad has deteriorated over the years, or if they have areas of bony prominence that are causing either corns or calluses or make it difficult to wear the heels. However, anybody with a painful lesion on the bottom of the foot or an area that is making it difficult to walk or participate in whatever activities they would like to could benefit from this technique.
Do you have to be specially trained to administer cosmetic fillers such as Sculptra to the feet?
You do. In the face, the dermatologists, plastic surgeons, and some nurses do it. However, in the feet, as far as I'm aware, only podiatrists are practicing this technique at this time. The doctors at Boston Common Podiatry have all taken a course to be specially trained in this specific technique using Sculptra. This isn't a new concept. It's something that podiatrists have actually been trying to figure out how to make it work for years. Some of my colleagues that have been in practice for longer talk about taking fat from other areas of the body or injecting collagen directly into the feet, but it wasn't as effective because it would just disperse and wouldn't provide the padding where it's needed. So it's something that is unique to podiatrists, as far as I know.
Today we are with Dr. Jordana Spiro, a well-known Boston podiatrist and board-certified foot surgeon, as well as the founder of Boston Common Podiatry, here on eHealth Radio's Foot Care Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Spiro, is it similar to have a Sculptra aesthetic treatment administered to the face? Is there any recovery time or downtime after the foot filler is injected?
There is no downtime. The patients walk out of the office pain-free, and over time, the filler essentially plumps up the area of the foot where it was injected. So, there is no downtime. Patients can go right back to work. It's recommended not to go right out and participate in some aggressive sporting activity or wear very, very high heels immediately following the procedure. But by the next day, they're able to do whatever it is they'd like.
What is the cost and how long will foot filler last?
The cost is comparable to a treatment in the face. It's $800 per foot per treatment. The number of treatments necessary to achieve the desired result will vary according to the severity of the patient's problem and the ultimate goal. So for example, someone with just a painful lesion on the bottom of the foot that's interfering with their ability just to walk. For example, in Boston, we're a walking city. People walk everywhere rather than get in their car and drive from, you know, to run errands, etc. So just a small lesion can interfere dramatically with somebody's life. So that type of person may only need one injection, as opposed to somebody who's either playing a more aggressive sport, or back to the women in high heels again, they may require up to three treatments in order to get the amount of padding needed. And it is not something that will wear off. It's, again, you've created collagen in an area where it was needed and where either fat or, you know, some other tissue originally existed to provide padding, and so it will wear down with use the same way the natural tissue had worn down over the years. So very often, just one course of treatment is all that's needed.
Good to know for the listener for sure. Now, where can our listeners also get more information about Boston Common Podiatry or to be in contact with you personally online?
Online, you can go to our website, which is bostoncommonpodiatry.com. And we also have a Facebook page for Boston Common Podiatry where we post various treatments and innovations that we're implementing in the practice, such as the Sculptra for the feet and the Genesis Plus laser that we use for toenail fungus and plantar warts and scar revision, etc.
Dr. Spiro, in conclusion, anything else you'd like to add to the conversation today about foot filler?
So the concept, as I stated earlier, of foot fillers is not a new one. It's something that's been being used for many, many years, and we finally have found an innovation in fillers in general that is now working in the feet. It's not a new concept in general. That would be the take-home message, that although it's something new that we're bringing to the Boston area, it is being widely used around the country very, very successfully.
We certainly appreciate your stopping by with us. We've been speaking with Dr. Jordana Spiro, a well-known Boston podiatrist and board-certified foot surgeon, as well as the founder of Boston Common Podiatry. And the website of reference, once again, is bostoncommonpodiatry.com. Dr. Spiro, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. This has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Foot Care Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.